Welcome to Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of Minority Business Entrepreneur Magazine. This is the space where we create meaningful conversations around supplier diversity, diverse business entrepreneurship, and diversity, equity, and inclusion with some of the industry's most engaging and successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts. Now, let's get started with today's episode.
Well, hello and welcome to Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of MBE Magazine, where we are driving the conversation and discussions around diversity and diverse-owned businesses. I'm Tanya Isley, publisher of MBE Magazine, and today we're continuing our Beyond the Logo series with Brooke Foley, the CEO of Jane Agency, a boutique brand strategy firm, and a certified WBE. In case you missed our previous episodes, Brooke and I partnered to create Beyond the Logo, which has been a content series of articles and webinars led by Jane Agency on brand strategy, clarity, positioning, and so much more. In each article, Brooke and her team present real-world examples by talking to MWBEs just like you. If you missed any of these articles, you can always find them on our website, mbemag.com. And I'm telling you, there's tons of valuable information in those articles that you can use in your business. Now, in this episode of the series, Brooke discusses how time is money, and she'll be joined by Nicole Middendorf, a seasoned wealth advisor and the founder and CEO of Prosper Well Financial. They're going to talk more about how time is money. So thank you all for joining the podcast today. I'm looking forward to this discussion, as I'm sure everyone else is. Brooke, I'll hand things over to you now.
Thanks, Tanya. As always, we're grateful to be working with MBE Magazine to build out not just your position and promise, but every entrepreneur who looks to MBE Magazine to grow their scalable, repeatable, and dependable brand position and promise. Today, we're excited to talk about financial impact, how discipline within brand strategy and financial discipline work together. We're joined by Nicole Middendorf, Minneapolis's financial guru, as well as curator of the Live It List. Nicole found herself as a financial advisor, compromising all that felt important to her inside of a relationship that was moving her ability to live life with the basics, security and stability. Once she found her way past that, she decided to look at life as one big Live It List. In winter 2024's installment of Beyond the Logo, Nicole shares her expertise on how brand and life choices are positively impacted with financial discipline, which sets us up to achieve financial success. Financial success empowers us to live, love, and laugh the way we envision and allows us to demonstrate our values, beliefs, and have experiences in the way that suits us, both personally as individuals and professionally as entrepreneurs and business owners. So let's jump in. Nicole, tell us what is Prosper Well's financial position and promise. You're very visible out in the marketplace and it comes out all the time and it's so simple and basic. So why don't you just share a little bit about that and where it came from on your behalf?
It's all about being authentic and being real. And I've learned over the years to be vulnerable. And so from LinkedIn, you know, I'm not your typical wealth advisor. In my opinion, that's a 59-year-old It's a 59-year-old male. And that's not me. And so I'm a single mom. I'm divorced. I never planned on being in the financial services industry. And so really my brand is the Prosper Well brand. And it's all about, we want people to say, wow. We want to call people before they call us, and we want to be very proactive, and we want people to not feel intimidated by money, because I just, particularly most women, feel overwhelmed about money, feel intimidated by it. And so even with me buying this commercial building and like the colors that we use and how it's set up, I really want people to feel that money is your way to really find life and happiness and fun, and it doesn't have to be scary.
And does anybody ever come to you and say, I want to do all these things, but I just don't have the money? What do you say to them that?
Absolutely. And that's where it's all about, you know, because like sometimes people say, look at the Live It List and they're like, oh, it's all these trips and it's all this travel and it's all this stuff. And I'm like, look, I've been doing this since 2010. And so it's hard to find things in Minnesota that I have not done. And so, but even still on my list, I have not ever gone to a movie and sat in a theater by myself. And so things don't have to cost money. And that's where for our clients, it's all about helping them get a financial plan and plan things out. Because yes, you can take the family to Hawaii, but then you've got to give up the cups of coffee and the dinners out and all of these other little things that add up. And it, so that's where it's all about helping people figure out what's important to them about life and really tying that into their money.
And your philosophy has always intrigued me, because that little moment of discipline that you just talked about is, it intersects with brand discipline. Mm-hmm. You know, that statement of, you've got to figure out what you give up to get what you want. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly seeing people work through their brand strategy and saying, well, I want to be able to have this scalable, repeatable revenue, but I'm going to still take these projects and do these things, which makes it impossible to say that this is what you do formally. Right. And I feel like there's a lot of that happens within your financial philosophy of what you do or don't do within how you spend and how you plan. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I think that is so valuable to all of us as business owners and family members, as head of household, single parents, you know, partnered parents, however you want to look at it. We all come up against that challenge of, well, do I just, you know, give in and get this cup of coffee, or do I plan this trip to Hawaii, like you said?
Right. And there's so many distractions. there's so much noise. And like, I'd give one of the simple tips, like, okay, yes, I'm not telling you can't shop on Amazon. Go put everything you want in the cart, but only check out on Friday. Because what happens is we need to separate our emotions from our finances. And so many times we're spending money or we're doing things in any capacity with our brand, our business, our money. We're doing things just to do them, or we're doing them because of like an emotion. And we're like, oh my gosh, especially those of us that are type A and like, I got to check that off the list and get that done. And so the Amazon example, by the time you get to Friday and you look at your cart and you're like, oh my gosh, it's $680. Okay, I don't really need this. You're allowing yourself time to pause and stop. And that's, for me, that's why I love to travel so much. Cause I, even though now they offer internet on the plane, I don't succumb to that. Sitting on a plane, there's something about it that's magical for me. It's that time to write. It's that time to journal. It's that time to look at my own finances, my own financial plan. It's the time to work and just sit with, okay, where am I and where am I going? And where do I want to be? And all of those decisions that we make every single day make a huge impact. I mean, I teach classes all the time, and there's the $7 a day example. $7 a day, so go get that cup of coffee, for 32 years is over $1 million. So you can have everything that you want in life if you're willing to give up something else. And so it's all about your priorities, and it's all about truly being authentic to yourself. And then if you're in a relationship, authentic with that other person, because particularly working with couples, I find it so fascinating, or even like, you know, business owners that are working together as partners, you need to be on the same page. You need to share that same mission, that same vision, have that same brand idea, so that you're working towards the same thing versus, oh my gosh, I'm going to go spend money on golf clubs because she spent money at the spa. That's absolutely what you don't want. You don't want competing brands, you don't want to be competing with your finances.
Oh my God, you just said so much in one question. I can't even imagine what's going to come out in the next, but what great tips you've given already. The seven cups of, you know, everybody hears about that $7 in that cup. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say, over 32 years, that's $1 million. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have $1 million in the bank if you just didn't drink a cup of coffee every day.
Right. That's it's huge. Simple. It's so simple. I mean, I use the analogies a lot of like weight loss. Like, it's so simple to not eat sugar. It is so simple to drink more water. It is so simple to get more sleep. And, you know, do we do it? And that's where it all comes down to, what do you want in life? What do you want in your business? What do you want for your brand? What do you want with your finances? And really being authentic and true to yourself.
So I come up against this all the time. I'm interested to hear how you address this, but if it's so simple, what is it that Prosper Well does to make it actually happen? Because if it was that simple, everybody would be doing it anyway, right? But right. What is it that Prosper Well brings to the table, or what is it that you do that helps your clients meet the Live It list the way that they really want?
Yeah. Every client gets a financial plan, and then we really work that plan. Because that's the thing. A lot of people come here and I'm like, do you have a financial plan? They're like, yeah, but I haven't like looked at it in 10 years. We actually look at the financial plan with our clients. And then it's also staying on top of things. Like, Will is an example. So I have majority of our clients, when we ask, they don't have a will when people are becoming new clients. And so that's an important tool. It's an important piece. I'm not going to berate you or make you feel bad that you don't have one, but every single time we talk, or every client gets a dedicated relationship manager, the relationship manager is going to see that this person doesn't have a will. And so we'll help you also, like, okay, when's your next trip? When are you going somewhere? And it's always, if you attach something to an emotion, or if you attach something to something, it's a little bit more tangible or palatable. Like thinking of like retirement, you know, I had a really tough Zoom this morning with some clients. Like, they are not on track towards retirement and they have to rein in their spending. And that's the same conversation that I have with them year after year after year. And there's always something. And that's what I had to say. I'm like, yes, I get it. There's always a house project. A car is always going to break down. There's always going to be a medical issue. There's always going to be a kid issue. That's called life. But if you truly want to be able to retire at 62, like, you're going to have to make some strong choices. And so, yes, we will send them the budget. We will send that to them again. We will send that to them again. And we will keep sending them their budget worksheet until they get it back to us. And so it's all about how can we reframe things so that we make it as fun or as easy as possible? Because sitting down and looking at your finances necessarily isn't fun. But if you're sitting down saying, okay, I want to retire early, how can I do that? Or I want to get my kids to college, or I want to buy a cabin, or I want to take a trip. If you attach it to something that you want or that's important to you, you're actually going to do it versus just like, oh my gosh, I got to sit down and look at my finances. No one wants to do that. That's like standing on a scale in the morning. who wants to do that? But if you attach it to, I want to wear a bikini on my next trip. Okay. You're going to hang that bikini on the door. You're going to be more likely to step on the scale. You're holding yourself accountable, and we hold people accountable.
So that's interesting. It's about the accountability, right? Against the goals, to be able to ensure the objectives so that the strategies work.
Right. Right. It's the same thing with anything in business or anything in life.
Yeah, it's the basics of brand strategy at the upfront too. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to shift the conversation a little bit now and ask you, when you have a phenomenal personal brand as well as a business brand, and they're distinct. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, we spent some time like having the color, you know, Nicole Middendorf is purple and Prosper Well is blue and green. And so like, different colors, different websites. You know, this year we also added the liveitlist.com, which ties more into the Nicole Middendorf brand. But yeah, they're connected because it's me, but yet they're separate. Because even it's funny, because I just had the conversation with one of our wealth advisors, because he asked a question and I'm like, well, what happens though when I'm no longer here? He's like, are you planning on going somewhere? I'm like, no, like,
what's really on that limit list?
Exactly. I'm like, business succession planning, like Prosper Well is going to exist when Nicole Middendorf's not around. And so that was really important for me. Like, a lot of financial advisors use their last name. And for me, like, I never wanted that. Like, I'm me, but the Nicole Middendorf and the Livit list and all of that is separate, but yet it's connected to Prosper Well. So we really try to keep those separate, even down to the colors that we're using.
When did you realize, because I'm asking this question because a lot of the entrepreneurs that are readers for MBE magazine are on track to have their own personal brand. They're experts and leaders in what they do. And at the same time, they're managing a brand for a business. When did you realize, what was the distinct moment, if you don't mind describing, when you realized that Nicole Middendorf was a brand separate from Prosper Well?
It was really driven by the Livit list. So in 2010 is when I came up with the idea of the Livit list. And it was just me personally struggling with two kids under the age of two and realizing that I was a victim of domestic violence. And so that's when I just rewrote my bucket list. And everything in my world was so negative and nothing I'd picked out. I hadn't picked out my car, my house, my career. I never wanted to be a wealth advisor. And so from the outside, my life looked perfect. I had written a handful of books, maybe one or two books by then. I was on TV weekly. I had been doing a radio show, but I was miserable. And so when you tell someone you're doing something on your bucket list, they think you're dying. And everything in my world was so negative. I'm like, I just got to start calling this something different. So I just started calling it the live it list. Well, then it's when I learned 1 in 3 Americans is happy. And if you spend more money on experiences, you're going to be happier than if you spend money on things. And so when I learned that, I was like, oh, here's my aha moment of how I can help really love my career. And so that's where every client gets a financial plan. And we tied the live it list into financial planning. I was then on stage at a women's conference and I was a panelist, and I didn't come out and like say all the horrible things that had happened, but I had said enough and explained enough about resiliency that when I got off stage, this line of women were literally out the door, even to the point that the person running the conference was like, you're ruining it for the next speaker. Like, you need to move into the hallway. But these women were like, thank you so much for sharing your story. Oh my gosh, I'm in the same situation, or I just got out of it, or I'm in it. And how do I get out of it? And it was at that moment where I'm like, this live it list like changed my life. I even have the goosebumps as I'm talking about this, and it can change other people's lives. It's a tool like separate from financial planning. And that was really only about 5 years ago. And so that's where I've been kind of on this path of like, okay, let's do more with the live it list. Let's do trips. Let's do local events. And it was really only this year that we launched and totally even separated out the liveitlist.com.
And so when you realized that there was all of this need within women and the connection that they felt to your story, you did something really special with that, didn't you?
The plane to Vegas or?
No, you created a foundation.
Oh yes. The Women's Foundation. I'm like, what of all the things I've done? What was it?
Yeah. I'm having too much fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
So I have my own foundation, and we're actually on Friday taking the second woman shopping. So we take nominations throughout the year, and really the foundation, the goal is when the police came to my house and handed me a card, I made so many mistakes, and I'm college educated. I'm an only child. You know, my parents live here. Like, they're super supportive. And so I looked back and I'm like, if I made all of these mistakes and mistakes that still affect my kids who are teenagers to this day, and if I can do that, like, oh my gosh, like, and I was just watching so many clients help, you know, helping them through the divorce process, because I'm a certified divorce financial analyst, and watching other women just like give up custody of their kids or like settle for a lot less than they deserve. And I just was like, I've got to change this. Like, I've got to do something. And so my first thought was, okay, let me set up a foundation. Because rather than the police handing a card, my end goal is that rather than the police come to your house and hand you a card, they come and they're like, here you go. Here's Nicole Middendorf, and her foundation can help you. And so right now, what we do is we take nominations and we accept generally women. We do take nominations for men, but it's generally been a women's program. And we take women and we help them throughout the whole year. So I give them free financial advice. Everyone else volunteers as well. So we have an attorney usually we usually need a therapist or a life coach. One of our women needed a business coach as well. And then the one woman, I gave her an office here for free in my building, because she virtually was being told like she needed to not only get a divorce and deal with all this stuff, but she had to give up her business. And she didn't want to go get a job. Like, she wanted to keep her business, but she couldn't keep her storefront. And so we helped her keep her business. And she actually just stopped in yesterday because she's moving out, and she's going to have
exciting.
And so we helped her through the whole year. We helped this particular woman. She's now, well, she's waiting for her divorce decree. But she's divorced. The kids are more stable and set. And then at the end of it, we take them shopping. And so we took her to the Mall of America with a stylist, and then we send them off to a salon. They get their hair done, makeup. And so it's all about helping and surrounding someone for a whole year, rather than just like, here's a card and good luck, figure it out. Here's your support system. And people have support systems, but your friends don't necessarily get it. And your family doesn't necessarily get it. And so it's me sharing my own personal story, and I get it, not only get it from the financial standpoint, but getting it from, I lived it, that, you know, feeling of just worthlessness. And so we're helping these women find themselves again. And it's just, the transformation is just phenomenal. I don't even have words to describe like how just awesome it is.
Just from watching it through social, talking to you about it over the years, watching you launch it and everything, it's been pretty impressive. It's really powerful because you're literally changing the trajectory of someone's life.
Right. And I have chills. Like the whole goal is, and I know like these women, and because one of our women from 2 years ago, like, I mean, what she's done like for her life and for other people, like that's really the whole goal, is that whole snowball effect. So yeah. It's all about helping people. That's, you know, and that's where I never planned on being in the financial services industry, but I'm helping people feel inspired, people feel empowered, people getting back on their feet, and people, you know, taking their life back and living life to the fullest.
So as a business owner, you don't feel that the business brand has overtaken your personal brand.
It seems
from what you're saying, and we've talked about this, that your brand is feeding the business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like this, like, that's the thing. Like my whole goal is that everything exists when I'm no longer here, you know, that the foundation, you know, my daughter, even though she's only a teenager, has alluded that, you know, she wants to run the foundation. And so, you know, and then I don't know what will happen, how many employees or who will buy in to Prosper Well. And then Nicole Middendorf Media, you know, that's the whole Live It list and the trips and all of, you know, I want all of that to continue on. And it's all about helping people find happiness and helping people live their best life. Because when I heard that statistic, 1 in 3 Americans is happy, it's like, we live in America. You know, I spent enough time studying abroad and enough time in other countries. It's like, that shouldn't be, like, the amount of opportunity that's here, and particularly helping. Here's one thing. I've never met a woman that has felt the confidence that she exudes. And I've never met a woman that doesn't feel like they don't need to work on their confidence. And for me, the Live It list was like the biggest confidence booster, because when I first started doing things, I drove a race car around a racetrack, flew to Vegas by myself to do it. I swam with sharks. I rappelled down the Ecolab building. Like, I did all of these things, and I'm like, okay, I just made it down that building. Okay, I didn't die. Okay.
I did that.
So I did that. So now when I'm in court and having to face my, that, you know, to be ex-husband, or even now my ex-husband, that's easy. Like, I swam with sharks, and so when you do these things that, like, even like mountain biking, and like even like the Segway tour that I did, and like dog sledding, like there's things that, you know, get you that adrenaline rush, but are also scary. And if you accomplish those things, it's such a huge confidence booster.
So you can use the Live It list to build your confidence. You can use it to build your credibility. You can use it to build your experiences. You can use it to build your relationship. This Live It list is really something that any entrepreneur can help use to define their personal and their professional business goals financially.
Yes.
And then achieve them.
Yes.
I love that. Well, Nicole, how can people best find you? Like, how do you want people to reach out to you if they have questions or they'd like to, you know, use your services?
Yep. I'm on all the social platforms. So you sure can go to LinkedIn or, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. We're everywhere. Otherwise, NicoleMiddendorf.com, or you can go to thelivitlist.com or even prosperwell.com and just email me.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's been so exciting. And you have such an amazing personal and professional brand. And the tips that you gave us financially are so fantastic. I can't wait to summarize them and put them out there for everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Brooke, for a very valuable discussion, pun intended. And I guess we'll see everybody else on the next episode of Beyond the Logo. Take care.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of Minority Business Entrepreneur Magazine. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe so that we can join you again. For more tips and notes from the show, check us out at mbemag.com. And to find out which guests and topics we'll be discussing next, sign up for our newsletter at mbemag.com/pulse. That's mbemag.com/pulse. We'll talk to you next time.